table this evening as you speak in other tongues. Mikali brahande zebalo predese kele bosha ibradoza ibradoza imbrahim talaboze makaya librahasa ekete moro moze nikala basa bakataya labosa. Great power is being released as we speak in other tongues. Masopra ikata imbradose makaya labosha. It produces wonderful results. Go ahead and speak in other tongues. Masopra tose makaya labosha ikande lebosa. Oh marabasata, we have results as we pray in other tongues. Masopra tasa makaya labosa reketeboze boleboze makori hende zaba. Nibradoze makaya labosha. Oh Marina Zubradesa makaya labosa. Nikala boze makori hande zibradosha. Mazele boze irabada boza bakataya labaza. Rekete bole boze bole boze boze bakata labosa. Mirana bozi kata. Mirana bozi kata. Mirana bokeli hande zibrahote mazotaya. Make all the power available this evening as you speak in other tongues. Masopra toze ikataba lobre deboze katamba zubra ikanta boze makala boza makete mole bosha makete la bosha iraba doze makata ya la boza. Oh, something powerful is being made. Masopra doze ankele bosha. All the power, and we have wonderful results. Masata la brada zipa kataya zeketele boze zeketele boze zeketele boze meke zeketele boze makala bosha rikata mazubra handa. Together we make power available this evening. Masupra isata balabra roze makaya kele boze kele boze kele boze maruma nazaha kataba libra hanza mekila boze makaraba zubradesha makele boza makele boza makele boza mizaraba shatamba libra doze inkranda la bosha inkrala boza masupra dasa taba libra doza ekila boza makaya la boza mirada boze balobre dekele boza mikrada bosha mazataya la bosha. Oh makada basha, as we make power available, we have all the help of the Spirit. Masopata masoprata ikratoza ikratoza ikratoza. Receive help this evening as you pray in other tongues. Masatabala broda zekete bole boze bakoya zebokete bole bokete boza ikraba la bashataya ikraba lubra zataya la bosha. Oh masataya la bosha. Likewise the Spirit helps our infirmities. Masopra ikatoya 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 la bradoza masupra kataya la boza ni bradoza ni kala bosha. He prays according to the will of the Father as we speak in other tongues. Masupra desa makele boza kele boze mebe keteba shupra desa ibradoze makoto mazama na bradoza in kala bosha. Receive all the help. Maso ikala boza bashataya mando bradoze makaya libraza ikatoba librahanza mashataya mekele boza mekele boza. Pray the will of the Father as you speak in other tongues. Maso prekete bole bore bosha mirabaduze makatama zubradasha mikanda bora boza. We've got help, we've got help. Maso pratose makele boze makuradasha ibradoze malabradoze makataya laboza merebole boze bakira basuprakaya laboza marebole boze mekele buza makaya labosha. Say to yourself, I've got help, I've got help. Masupratasa mashataya laboza. I'm not without help. Masoprekede boze mekele bosha iradiba zubradasha. All the help that we need, we receive this evening. Makende libradosa. Oh masataya labaraboze bakataya laboza rekete Rabazo Bayala Bosha, Mere Bolikan Dalabosa, oh Malibra, how the help that we need we receive. Masoba Lekeleboza, Ikradoze Makasha Taya Laboza, Mere Debozi Bahanto Reboza. I'm not without help. We are never without help. Masopra, Ita Nasupra Kayala Bosha. Ikalebo zehete borika da bazubra, mele borika tabazubra hasha, marebolebo ze mashote alaboya, nipra no ze makaya laboza. We got help because he's with us, masatala brode ze makaya. We got help because he's in us, masote bolebo ze kalabosha, ikanda laboza. We've got help because he intercedes on our behalf. Masom telebari katazaza labosha. Ire nahanke leboza. Inka lobre de zeke leboza. Oh, he not only intercedes for us. He intercedes for us according to the will of the Father. Masobre de keleboze mashataya labosha. Rekete boleboze makaya labosha. Ikra bazubra doze makatone bora. Male brodosho male bradoza. Ikende lebo yele bosa. He's in us to help us. Oh marabasa. Oh rabasata is with us to help us. Masompre ente 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 malubrahanta nabranosha. Oh right now we have help. We have help now and we have help for the days ahead. Makorianda lebradoze makaya labosha. Oh, we have help in all that pertains to life and godliness. Maso preke lebozi handa libradosha. Ibradose makata namare mose hida. Ibralose, ibradose, imbradoshe. Malo bradasha hikataba labradosa. All the help we need is available. Maso preke neheze mekeli bahanda. Iranosha azehembo libradosa. Ikatoze. Imbrahosa, inzahosa, inzahosa. All the help is available. All the power is available. Makeli baro zema kataya laboza. Reketebo zebo lebo zebo sata. Reketebo librahazataya. Mazo prato toto nekeleboza. Ibrakoto yoloboza. Imbarikadaba yalaboza. Somebody receive help. Masote, 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 masote. Mazura daba lubrahasa nabrahosa. Eketebolos, eketebolobos, eketelebos. Somebody receive the comfort of the Spirit. Maso bahanta, ibradoza, izahota, izahota, izahota mashata. Ibrado zekelebosha, imbalubradasa. Receive the help of the Spirit. Cast your worries, cast your anxieties. Oh, marabose nekele bozi handa libradosha. Oh, makande libradosha kalaboya. Cast it on him, for he cares for you affectionately and carefully. Maso prados ekele boza, he cares for you. He cares for you, you've got help. Maso prados ekele boza, we've got help because he cares for us. Maso pre ente leprohiza. Ikataba, incantada, incantanda. Instead of worrying, oh, we cast it on him because we've got help. Masore kete bozeba lubrahasha. Imbrahanda librahoza makata. Neke lebo lebrodeshe makanda. Inze moleke riba duzahanta. Marobo zobo lebrodosho matarabaza. Eketebo lebrodosho masibrakata. Marebo poto yele bosha. Leave it for him. Cast it on him. Masorika tabaloza. Ikatoba. Ikatoba. Let go. Let go. Somebody. Makoreboze mashataya. Reboreboze bozembalobra. Iza barabasa. All the help you need is available in Christ Jesus. Makataba. Rekosebole bosha. Rebokete bayalaboza. Rikata. Rikanta. Rikanta. Receive his help. Receive his comfort this evening. Maso bradosha, be strengthened. Maso belikanda la brother. Be strengthened by the might of the Spirit in your inner man. Kalaboza, hira kode boshe bakatala bazanasa rekede boya. Strength, strength. Oh, malabra doza makaya. Oh, malikra doze makoya. All the strength you need to move forward, receive. Hiza in the libra doza to leave that lowly state. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Rise up in the strength of the Spirit. Makatabalo bredezema. Reketebo shabala brodaza. Zekelebo shiba handali bradoza. Ikalaboza. Ikalaboza. Oh, be quickened in your inner man. Makalaboze makayalabosha. Oh, maretetetetetebo librahasa. Ikatoba. Izatoba. Izatoba librahasa. Oh, masataya. Mazihinde libra drosha. Oh, marikataba libra hansataya. Mazobrene keleboze mahori haza. Keleboze mizabalogo shende neboya. Nibradoze bakaya labosha. Put aside the discouragement. Be strengthened in your inner man. Masopa, inta, toba lekradaya. Be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged in the Lord. Because you've got all the help. All the help that you need is available. Masopra inte makoriaza. Ikatupra de zaba lobori hanza. Makerebo zeba lobrodo shobo lobradoza. Ikataba libra hanza. Ikalibradosha. Ikalabasha. Rise up in the strength of the Spirit. Masopa. Ikatoba liboreboza. Ikatoba libra hashataya. Ibradoya labrada shakaya. Rise up in the joy of the Spirit. Masopa ita ita baleproheze enze meze likra dazaba reketebo yelebosha reketebo lebosha. Oh, our spirit man is alive. Masa quickened masa handa labosha rekete rekete rekete. All the strength we need is available. Miza miza labos miza labos miza labos miza labos. All the strength we need to lay hold is available unto us. Mezebori kataya labosha. Nikali brahamsa mashataya. Mazobele bosa makaya. Oh, we are strengthened in our inner man. Masobrano sekele bosha. As we are filled with the Spirit. Masobra ikatoba yala bosha. Ende libra doziba kaya laboza. Kereboze mashoba libra doza. Reketebele boza makaya mashandaya. Bendele boza masantala boze makaya. Strength to walk in the perfect will of the Father. Masobra, masobra, masobra. We've got help. We've got strength of the Spirit in our inner man. Makelianza inkatobra doze bakataya. Masote, 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 mashantaya. Oh, strength to know and to lay hold. Masa, take a libra huza mashataya. Ikalaboshe keleboshe nabazubra. Katobre neboze mabori maza mataraboza. Ikande bore boze mashambra doze bakataya. Embrode boze bakoye bole brodo soboya. Somebody be encouraged as you speak in other tongues. Ikata, izata, 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 izata balobra, izata balobra, izata balobra, izabatora bakaya labosha, ibradose bakata balobro koyo lobosa, imbradose, imbradose, imbradose maya labosha. You can because you've got the strength of the Spirit. Masopata, itabaya labosha, ikandoye lebo. Prodosa in kanda labradosha in kande lebo zipa kataya laboza ikanto barika soba sataya maroba daba zoberi kataba librahasa ikantaba lebore ketebo zibarakata masopra masopra masopra. Oh, don't be tired, go ahead. Masopra kila boza ikanto ya laboza ikanto ila bazubradoze makaya rakata bazubradosha mila bradoze bakota ya laboza nikala basa mikanto barikanta ya boya trying to see what we had to see malobra toseke libra dosha on the libra doka ya labosha on the libra koya labosa trying to see as our hearts are flooded with light asobra ketebole brodo soba ya labosha oh trying for clarity masobra kila boza hamte lebosha trying for direction we receive as we pray in other tongues masupra ikatoba izatoka izakura daba zubra hashataya malebro dozo koli handa sipra ikato izato matole izatole bora kaya laboza we see it clearly masupra kata tote lebo is clearer to us masupra ikato ya Mira noya. We are not confused, it's clearer. Masopa, Ita Baloza, Imbradosha, we are not in the dark, it is clearer. Masupra teke lebos, Ika tupradasha masupa, Ente libradoze, Eze libradoza. Makotoma soto nekele bozika Irakote izatole ibradoze Masote bila katubrada kasataya Enkele boze bakurada shataya Oh my robo zebeke yelebosha Oh strength that harders our steps Masopata ekeleboza ekeloba zanda yalabosha ekeleboza strength to follow the leading of the spirit we receive masopa ita malobre hekezebo ya embolebo rikadaya strength to know and to see clearly to hear clearly masopa ikato ente libradosha oh makanda labashanda la strength to know this is the way masupratos emekeli ande supradosha oh mandele bosa makaya mazonte nekeri hazo leproheze masupratos because with God help we are strengthened maso ende libra inza laboshe mika libra haza Nibradoze balobre neke eleboza Rakote basubradosha maso belikanaboza Reketi balubradosa Oh declared in other tongues Mazata Melekori haza balubradosa Ikalobe zeba koya Ikradosha makandaya Call those things to be as you speak in other tongues Iza hitalobos Eke libra, iza, matone bori hakanda la brosha, ikatobra, iza tubra da zaba kaya la bosa, oh ma libra kodese, ikatubra doshe, mika libra, inza hita malo bira duza, maso eke libra hanta, maso breke teboye, mika la boze makaya, mira noze, Miranoze, oh Mikanda la broda shakaya la boza, rekete bole bori hasataya, rikataba zubrekete bolo boza, rikataba ya la bosha. We know we've got help, we know we've got all the strength that we need. Maso be le boz, it is available unto us. Ikatoye le boz. Ikatoye librada sabakaya la bosha. Rekete mazubra. Oh, ma libra do shika la bosha. Help to rewrite those mistakes. Masupra. Ikatoya. Ikatubra da zabaya. Ikpakida bosha nibra dosha. Enke libra duza maka libra dosa. Ikalubra dasha. Enke libra dosha kaya. Help to see the right path and to go on the right path. Masupra. Ikato. Eze libra dusa. Ikato. Ye libra dozi pakaya. Zakataba la bazubra. Ikele boze makoro boze mashubra. Izama la barakoya la alabasa. Somebody lay hold on the help of the Spirit this evening, Masupra. Ikandoye lebosha, ikandele boshe makata, leboze bakote balobreke zebosha taya, ibrakode boze bokele boze ikatamba, ibradoze, ibradoze, that's all you need, maso, ikatoya, izatoya, ibradoza, that's what we need, masopra, ikatoya, mika libradoze bakaya, izalukra daba sakaya, we've got help. Oh, Marabo Sekele Boza Makaya Labosha. Ikato Bradoze Makila Boza Makaya. Ikradosha Makila Boza Makaya. Oh, help to take those steps and not to miss it. Masupra. Ikato Balibra and the Shabalu Bradoza. Mika Libra Duze Makanda Bole Boze Makaya. Rekete Boze Boshoto Lobori Andeza. Ibradoze Bole Kede Bosha. Ibrado Boshe Balibra Doze Bakotaya. Mira Kataba Zubra Kataba Zombe Leboza. Ekrekelebos. Ekrekeleboze Mote Balubra Dosha. We've got help. Masopratos. 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 Help for all times. Masupra. Ita. 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 Help always and help in everything. Masupra dosha. Ikalibra hanza masupra. Eketebo leboza. Ekreboze bokeye libradoza. Nibranoze matoboli kalibradoza. Ekelibra hanza nibradoze bakaya. Makore boze. Makura baza mashibra hanza. Reketebo leboze bashubradoza. Declare it concerning yourself that you got help. Masopratos, 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 help that you can't find anywhere else but in the Spirit, but in Christ Jesus. Masopretes, Masopretes, Masopratos, Ikrabade bezebolevoze bakuta, Izambalubranose, Makori and the Shaba, Reketeba Zubra, Reketeba Yoloboshe. Ibranoze makali ande zubrana shamashada lebrodi kaza ikrandoze ikrabaduze makotonoze mekeleboza ekelebusha bayalabosha. Say to yourself, I've got help, we've got help, we've got help, we've got help. Thank you, Father, because we got help. Oh, Marabasataba Labradoshe Makaya Labosha. Ikrama Eleboze Makoya Labasu Bradosha. Let's begin to give thanks because we've got help. We are not without help. Oh, Rabasataya Labradosha. Ikanda Libradoze Masobradoshe Makaya. Thank you, Father, because help is available when we need it, at the right time, in every situation, in every occasion. Makore moze makaya na bashanda ya labosha. No matter how far we've gone, we have help. Oh, it's not too late. Masopradosh, it is not too late. Help is available. Masopre de keli bazu bradosha. Oh, rabasebo kolobi handel brodosi makaya. Imbranoshe makata mazome likandoza. Break it, Eleboisha. Imbrando Elibradosa. Oh, Malabruda Nasu Mahila Boze, Hiketembo Yolobosa. Rene Musi Kalaboze Makaya. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Shelelo Satalabaya. Come on, just turn the tongues. Just sing in other tongues. Sing in other tongues. Shela la la bado se tele ni nambaya na ya. Helele no sotana mandele. Just your tongues and add melody to it. Hela ba no satala bayan. Shelele no satane le ni la la ya.
Come on, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. Hey, na na man,
While you sing in tongues, just think about all the things that Christ has done for you. How he delivered you from sin. How he rescued you from darkness and brought you into the kingdom of his Son. You can consciously shut your eyes. Oh, let it flow out of you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice for me. Oh, Santa Lebanosa, Labandele, Hela Macalena, Labanosa, Helena Bayosa, Tandele, Hela Baba Satana, Mandele. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Come and sing with me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together, you're all together lovely, all together worthy, you're all together wonderful. Ooh. Without you, we are nobody. Come on, just let your words rise to me this evening. Jesus. The name of Jesus. Such powerful name. What a powerful name it is. The name that makes demons tremble. Nothing can stand against the name. What a powerful name it is. The name. What a powerful name it is. The name Jesus. Calabado Sante. Oh, what a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. Satalabandero Satalabaya. Everybody, what a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against the name Jesus.
Oh, we give you praise tonight, and we thank you. We thank you, honor you, praise you. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All right, welcome. Good evening. Praise God. Help me just turn around and say hi to somebody. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Glory to God. All right, so that's let's just cover a few points. No, you can just, thanks. Cover a few points quickly tonight. So once again, man is made up of how many parts? Three. What are they? Spirit, soul, and body. So there are three types of men. What are they? Natural, carnal, and spiritual. And then on Sunday we learned that there are three stages of growth. What are they? Babyhood, childhood, and adulthood. So they are just three, so it's easy to remember them because they are in threes, all right? So very easy to recall them. Praise God. All right. So we said that the carnal person is a believer, yeah? All right. But just a believer that still gives a lot of room to the flesh. You know, so. And we said that physical age is not the same as spiritual age. Is that clear? All right. So some might be older physically, but then younger spiritually. All right. And someone could get born again before another person, yet the other person arrives at adulthood ahead of you, all because you're still allowing yourself to hang around babyhood. And that's what Paul was saying. So let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Let me switch. 1 Corinthians 3, we'll pick it from the first verse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual. He said, I couldn't. All right? Not because I didn't want to. Please note the terms used. He didn't say, I didn't want to. But he said, what? I could not. All right? When someone says, I could not, it's different from, I did not want to. I did not want to means that I made up my mind that's not what I'm doing. I'm not doing it. But I could not means I made attempts. Please understand this. I could not means I made attempts. There's a verse I want us to see on Sunday for certain reasons. But let's go there and then we'll come back here. All right. Mark chapter 6. Mark, and then we could pick it quickly from the first verse. Mark 6 from verse 1. Mark chapter 6 from the first verse. Kindly note these places so that you have a clear understanding of what it is. So Mark 6 from verse 1 says, "Then he," referring to Jesus, "went from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him." Okay, and then when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many, hearing him, were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" All right, we're going to the sixth verse. So let's keep going, or maybe we'll stop at five. "And is this not the carpenter, the son of who? Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon. Are not his sisters here with us?" So please understand, this is saying that Jesus had brothers and sisters. All right. So they were offended at him. Verse 4. "But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, in his own house." Verse 5. "Watch this," and please notice, and this is where I'm going. "And what did the Bible say? Now he could not." Not he did not. He could. So you have to understand the tenses. Meaning he wanted to, but he just couldn't. So please notice. "Now he could not do many mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people." So he wanted to do more than that, but he couldn't. So he wanted to tell someone, "Rise up and walk." Maybe he told the person, all right, but the person just couldn't get up because he could not. Not he did not. He couldn't means he tried. He attempted. "Rise up." He's not getting up. "Stretch out your hand." Nothing's happening. "Open." Now, this place amazes people because they're like, that could never have happened to Jesus. How could Jesus tell someone to be healed and the person never got healed? Read the text again. He could not do many mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people. All right. And then he healed them. So either he couldn't, so he attempted to, or he didn't even bother attempting to. Please hear how I want to construct this next one. Still under couldn't, but hear the construction. He couldn't in that get up, like I said, the person didn't get up, or he couldn't because the restriction coming from them alone hindered him from even making an attempt. Did you get that now? Because you see something in the next verse. Verse 6. What does he say? "And he marveled because of their..." So one thing can stop God from moving in someone's life. What's that? So he wanted to move, but he couldn't. Please note the... I'm stressing it. He wanted to move, but he couldn't. One thing stopped him from moving. It was unbelief. So he marveled at their unbelief, and the cure to unbelief, you find it there. "Then he went about their villages in a circle doing what?" So the cure to unbelief is what? Teaching. So people must be taught. All right. If they are not taught, they build many assumptions, build many thoughts. So when you realize that you are afraid, your faith is not as strong as you want it to be, expose yourself to the teaching of God's word. And there are a number of messages you could listen to. We don't sell teachings here. It doesn't make it wrong to sell. We might decide to sell one day. We've tried selling a few times. We keep stopping. All right. So just get them. Can I get one on faith? Is there something on healing? Is there something on love? Is there... All right. So because a cure to unbelief is teaching. So back again to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Back again to the first verse. 1 Corinthians 3, 1. "So and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual..." So that's where we went off to Mark. I could not speak to you. Not I did not want to. I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as the carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So someone could be born again for a while, who by now should be what? Spiritual. But the person is not giving himself or herself to growth. The person is not giving himself, all right, to the things that will... Now, growth will stretch you. Growth will knock certain things off you. Growth is not convenient. All right? So you won't want to... It's just like naturally, when you want to wean a baby off breast milk, it's not easy on the baby. Baby's going to cry and scream and cry and scream because they're like, you're taking my life away from me. So when it comes to growth also, there are things we're weaned off from. What they're taking off us, you know, off from us. So if we are refusing to let go, it hinders the growth. He says, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it. Even now, you are still not able. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not what? Carnal and behaving like what? Men? Mere men? Mere in italic. So some use, some remove. All right. Hebrews. And then the fifth chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5. From the 12th verse. Hebrews 5 from 12. So I could not speak to you as to spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I couldn't speak as to spirit. I wanted to. I couldn't feed you with solid food. I could only feed you with milk. So that means there's the milk of the word, so to say, and then there's the solid food of the word. Anybody hearing me? All right. I said there is what? The milk of the word, and then there seems to be the solid food of the word. So he's saying I had to feed you with milk. Milk is, you don't have a problem with digesting milk, I suppose. It's easy. You don't need bones to, you don't need teeth to break anything in milk. You don't. So it's, you just receive it. You just receive it. But that means as a church, because like I said on Sunday, we need to understand why church exists. All right? Why do we sit in services? Why do we gather? All right? Bible, obviously, from this is showing us that we need to move people from the milk to the meat of God's word. You have to move. You have to move. You have to be stronger in what you can handle. You have to be stronger in what you can deal with. You have to move. So verse 12 of that Hebrews chapter 5. So it says, for though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have need of what? Milk and not solid food. It's sounding like those guys in Corinthians. Said, by now you ought to be teachers. This means that these guys have stayed too long in church. Don't you think so? If Paul is saying, now there's an argument on the writer of Hebrews, whether it's Paul or not Paul, but that's still, you know, say it's Paul. Sometimes could say, well, the writer of Hebrews, certain aspects of the language tilts towards Paul. Certain aspects looks like it could be a disciple of Paul. So, it's saying here, you've been... Listen, you won't say to someone by now you should be a teacher if the person hasn't been around for a while. Is that clear? You won't say to someone by now you should be a teacher if the person hasn't been exposed to solid stuff for a while. So you don't say that to someone who just got born again and say by now you should be a teacher. No, you say that to someone who you know how about with all these things you're hearing. Come on, by now you should be teaching this thing. All right? But allow me to say the ability to teach, it's not just because you have big hair that has rev. All right? Because that's all we just think. All right? So that's why you find a young boy, all right, just yabbing an old person. All right? So a young boy tells Pastor Deboye to go back to Bible school. All right? Because he feels that he now understands righteousness and Pastor Deboye doesn't. All right? The mere fact that he can even... Okay. So what I said now is not a joke. He actually literally, physically, actually truly happened. Alright, so one small boy somewhere, alright, said to Pastor Debe to go back to Bible school. So when you hear people talk like that, it shows that that person himself is immature. Then they want to cook up from Galatians chapter 2 that Paul withstood Peter. And I'm like, ha! Hey, boys. You know? So you say, oh, but Paul withstood Peter. A number of things to look at in that story. Number one, Paul's base was Antioch. Peter's base was Jerusalem. So Peter comes over to Antioch. So Peter came over to Paul's base. All right. So Paul needed to make a correction in his base. All right. So if you want to attack Pastor Debo, did he come to your base? Where is your? You don't even have a crowd. You have Facebook people you're talking to. So you don't have a base. You don't have anything. You don't have anything. So you don't have a sheep you're even protecting. There are things I freely say in this ministry I don't say on someone else's pulpit. Someone says, no, Pastor X, if you are convinced of the word of God, say it anywhere. You say, no, you respect someone else's sheep. You don't go to someone's crowd and down, you know, put something down their throat that they're not ready to receive. That's not being skillful as a teacher. Alright? You're not being skillful. And actually, you're not even respecting the body of Christ. Let me say this, because some of you need this. Maybe now, maybe later. Pastoring is a lot of work. You're plowing a ground. All right? 1 Corinthians, that's in chapter 3, verse 9, says, Paul planted, Apollos watered. It is planting. So when you bring a guest speaker to your church, he has to be mindful of someone has been planting. Somebody has been plowing. Someone broke this empty ground. Someone planted the thing there. I can't just now come in 45 minutes and mess up work done for 3 months or 6 months or 5 years. You don't confuse people. Then you walk out of there as guest speaker and they are hailing you, but you just confuse the church and you gave more work to the pastor you left behind. All right, and when you know, because I know some of you here, I mean, you have such opportunities. When you have an opportunity to preach series somewhere, it's different from having an opportunity to teach once. If they give you Friday session, Saturday session, Sunday session, you can yarn orishi-rishi. You know you have enough time to arrange it. You don't come one session just to show that you're anointed and just yarn stuff and walk away. You just messed up the church. You just messed up the church. You know, some preachers will get on pulpit and say, even if you will invite me here one more time, if you will invite me again, I will say what God gave me to say. Did God give you to say? God might have given you as you, but God might not have told you to say there. Maybe not yet. Maybe not yet. Maybe not there. Maybe not yet. So you have to understand that. You don't say, well, I'll say if you don't invite me anytime, no. Anyway, so you don't say to someone you should be a teacher if a person by now, you know, you've grown, you've heard a lot of stuff. You should be stronger than this by now. You should be a teacher. But you are needing someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. Verse 13, for everyone who partakes of only milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for that person is a babe. Whoever needs only milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. The person is a babe. Baby. 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both what? That means growth is not just the knowledge, it's the application of the knowledge. Please understand that. Because he said solid food belong to those that are full age. They've come to maturity. That is, those who by reason of use, by reason of application, they have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. Someone wonders, discern both good and evil. Who doesn't know good and evil? So this is talking about maturity, discernment that comes by maturity. Please understand this. You can choose between stealing and don't steal. Is that not easy to know good and evil there? Aha. Uh-huh. But Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Let's see that. Romans 12 and 2. Romans chapter 12 and the second verse of Romans 12. So Romans 12 and verse 2. Let's read together. I want to go. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So choosing between good and evil is not, oh, should I steal, should I not steal? That is obvious. Good and evil is obvious there. But when you are to choose between good and good, you need to discern which is good. Good and good. So there's what is naturally good, but it's not what God is saying. But it's good. So it is by the renewing of your mind, application, and interaction with the word, you'll be able to prove this is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. In Acts 16, Paul wanted to go preach the gospel. He said the Holy Ghost stopped him. Is it bad to preach the gospel? No. So he was about to do good. But then he realized another good by discerning spiritually. This is not the will of God for now. So if he went ahead to preach where God told him not to go, would he still be doing good? Humanly good, because you think it's God's word, but would he be in the good will of God? Obviously not. Because God needed him somewhere else, and that was Macedonia. So it takes discerning now, discernment to understand this one. Please understand that. When I felt God calling me to come to Jebu to start a church, why don't you go to Abuja? As if I've ever lived there. You just felt, go to where life is happening if you don't want to be in Lagos. But okay, go to Abeokuta. I mean, different people suggest their stuff. Good advices. I even have people tell me, if you start church now, count me as your member. Hey. Nah. God said, go to Ijebu. And to Ijebu, I go. Doesn't make sense. But that's a good thing to do. Please understand that. If your mind is not renewed, you'll be confused between good and good. And in that good and good, one will be evil. Yeah, because when you are not in the will of God, then you are not in the right place to be. Please understand that. But you must now sharpen yourself to discern. You discern. First Corinthians 13 and the 11th verse. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. 1 Corinthians. So we've looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. So that means you can be born again for quite a while. And then you're just not growing. You're not giving yourself to growth. Then Hebrews again, hammered it in. By now you ought to be teachers. So once again, it's possible to be born again 15 years. I was listening to Kenny Hagin's message some time back. And he said there were this couple. Anytime they fell ill, they just want the pastor to come and pray. Anytime. You know? So they didn't like the faith message. You know, it's usually called the faith message. Where you teach them to believe to receive their healing for themselves. But they just kicked against the faith message. They didn't like it. You know, I'm trying to remember, so I'm not, you know, mixing too many stories up. But eventually, they had to be confronted. People are babies. And guess what? They say, yes, we like it. We want that anytime we're sick, pastor is coming to pray for us. We want to remain like that. We love it when pastor is coming to knock on our door. Say, are you sick? Yes, come and pray. We want to remain like that. Who should? By now, you ought to be teachers. By now, other people, listen, in James 5, okay, let's go there and then we'll come back here. already here, but let's go there. James 5, and then the 12th verse of James 5. James 5, 13. James chapter 5, 13. Is any among you suffering or afflicted? Let him what? Pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing psalms. 14. Is any sick among you? What should he do? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them do what? Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he had committed sins, he will be forgiven him. So he says, is any sick, let him call for the elders. Call for the elders. So I want to twitch that Hebrews 5 and bring it here. There he says, by now you ought to be teachers. In some people's cases, by now you ought to be praying for the sick. Do you understand that? By now you should be mature enough. It doesn't mean the elders themselves might not battle or have to resist sickness, you know, and all of that. But it just means by now, this is where you should have grown to. I remember a number of years ago, I was pastoring somewhere. We're having a prayer meeting. And then one lady acted funny, you know. Okay, one of the things that caught my attention was at the primary school. We use the primary school section, all right? We're praying. You know, there are these pillars they use in holding poles, rather. They use in holding the roof now. So we're pacing. So this lady paced and then hit her head. Bow! You know, when someone hits something, I go, hey, even you, that, ah! But she hit her head, shrugged it off, and kept on praying. I said, shoo. Nah, I didn't say shoe like shoe, but I mean, something's funny. That caught my attention. Then she started breathing heavy. Then she came to a friend of hers, you know. So she paced and got to that one, lay hands on that one, and fell down. I said, okay. So I was watching. People could be excited spiritually to do stuff, so I felt, you know, then she wore one spaghetti top and then one other mesh top on top of it. So she wanted to start removing the mesh. I said, hey, something's wrong here. Now, I mean, I traveled in. I was hungry. I came for the meeting. So the first thing that came out of my mouth was, oh, devil, I'm hungry. I don't have time for you. You know, so when people hear devil, they say, get devil to swallow my leg. Tongues just change immediately. I say, children of God. You know, but the moment I said that, her face changed and she faced me straight up. She had come in my direction. I said, as in being by me, I don't have time. In the name of Jesus, get out. Then she fell on the floor, got up later. You know, if I went and I said, in the name of Jesus, yeah, hey, blood of Jesus, hey, name of God. You people should stop those things, sir. Let's grow. I want to call your attention to an observation that I have. So a preacher wants to pray for the sick. And then you find the cameraman panning through the audience. And people are going, then the person gets up and the people go, ah! Observation. Were they not expecting something to happen? Just an observation. So the tongues they were praying, is it tongues of faith? Or tongues of, God, Olua, Olua, let something happen. Olua, don't shame our pastor. Because the excitement we see afterwards makes me go, is it glory to God? We knew what was going to happen. Or like, oh my goodness, it happened again. Just observation. But this is really where it's going. The more we all grow, the more the world will know what it truly means to have believers on the earth. So the reason why these things are strange, even to we that are Christians, is we're not paying attention to the areas we should be manifesting ourselves. Alright? We're not paying attention to it. Please understand that. We just need to grow. All of us. All of us. Jesus resurrected. John chapter 12 and the 20th verse. So don't forget, if any sick, what should they do? Call for elders. So that means people should be increasing more that can minister to the sick. John 12 and then the 20th verse of John 12. So now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to the feast to worship. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and they said to him, "Sir, we would wish to see Jesus." Or we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered and said, please notice what he said, "The hour is coming that the Son of Man shall be what? Glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, what happens to it? It abides alone. But if it dies, what would happen to it? It will produce much fruit." You almost wonder, which I've taught before, why is he speaking agriculture when he has visitors? They said to him, people are looking for him. He said, man, except this corn of wheat dies, or nothing's going to happen. People came from out of town to worship in Jerusalem, and then they come to look for Jesus. And Jesus should be excited that people are hearing about him, and they are looking for him, and they want to, you know, connect with him, and, you know, his fame, his Instagram is growing, and so people are traveling in to say, hey, I want to see you. Wonderful. But he says, no. That except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies alone. Meaning, until I die, I'm alone. Whoever needs to see me has to travel here to come and see me. But I said, when I die, I will multiply myself. So, have you ever planted corn before? When you harvest your corn, you can never identify the one you planted. That means with the number of Christians we have all over the world, that's the number of Christs we actually have all over the world. The issue, therefore, is not that people are not getting born again, is that we're not moving from the milk to the meat. We're not moving from the milk to the solid food. So there's no growth as there should be. So the same issues you recommended that someone should see your pastor for 5 years ago, you're still recommending someone to see your pastor for it this year. It was 5 years back. You by now ought to be a teacher. You by now ought to lay hands. You by now, because you're moving from milk to the meat of the word. You by now should prophesy. But you find a believer that has been born again 10 years and say, do you know I've never prophesied before? There's nothing big about prophesying. Then you watch TV and you see someone saying, can I prophesy? Can I? And they go, prophesy, man of God. Prophesy. And you wonder what exactly about it. Paul said, I would that ye all will prophesy. Not one person. And let me say, general prophecy, if you've read 1 Corinthians 12 before, prophecy is not the same as word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is not the same as word of wisdom. They are three different gifts. So when people think of prophesying, they actually think of word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is supernatural revelation of the past or present. Word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of the future. So they say, oh, someone gave me prophecy. Prophecy is a gift. Word of knowledge is a gift. Word of wisdom is a gift. So if the person told you something about your future, it is not prophecy. But we call everything what? Prophecy. They are individual gifts. They stand alone. So you find a believer now saying, I find it difficult to prophesy. What the person is really saying is, I find it difficult to give word of knowledge. Well, I want to start giving accurate, you ate beans yesterday. This afternoon it was rice. Tonight is pomo. So tomorrow. That is not, Paul said, I would that ye all will prophesy. Not necessarily all of you do word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Of course, under that he said, all of you should covet the spiritual gifts. But he said, at least everybody prophesy. What is prophecy? It is unto edification, exhortation, comfort. So if you say to someone, I can't tell exactly what's happening to you, but I know that all will be well with you. What did you just do? Prophesy. But believers won't know. It must be deep. It must be, you park your car at Ladipo Street. You now enter Mulwe from Ladipo to Shogunle. And from Shogunle, you now took Kokada 15 naira. Then you stop at that woman that used to sell granite and agado. Then you ate it, yes or no. Yeah, I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Come on, somebody. Come on, there's a prophet in the house tonight. I'm a prophet. I want to tell you another thing again. After you finish buying that granite, then your granite, three of it fell to the ground. You wanted to pick it. And I say, ah, no. I cannot pick it. I'm at the bus stop. Yes or no? Yes, it's man of God. Yeah! Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody, somebody. Come on. And then we make a show of the whole thing. And then we make a show of the whole thing. And I'll make a show of precious gifts of the Holy Ghost that the whole church should covet. Such that in a service, five people could have a word of knowledge. Seven people could have a word of wisdom, but they will not get the microphone. So what do? The more they are trained, you can walk up to someone and give a prophecy. Give a word of knowledge. And then the person is also trained to judge it. Whether it is correct or not. If not, and it's happened, years ago, I remember someone telling me, it was a Lagos guy. Someone walked up to her and told her, this happened in your family? Yes or no? Yes. And it was accurate. This happened. I have three other things God said I should tell you. But you need to first give me money to unlock the remaining. And she actually let the person follow her to her hostel or house then in Sele, Ejin Road. And then she handed certain amount of money to the person. He said, but pastor, it was accurate. I said, it will be accurate. Familiar spirits are accurate. But when the church is too excited about, hey, someone just gave me prophecy. Give me prophecy. We have a more sure word of prophecy. So you must understand that you must not despise prophecy. You hold fast to what is true. So the extremes are now, there are places where there are prophecy accurate or not, and then there are places where it's a dead zone. Alright? Some churches are so dead, just like someone said it. Churches are so dead that when someone died, they now call the... they call 911 to pick out the dead person. They were trying to discover which one of them was dead. Did you get the joke? Alright, so one person physically died, but everybody was spiritually dead. So when they came to look for the dead person, the crew find the dead person. Everybody was dead. Alright, joke. But now, so we must not be in either extreme. Is that alright? So we expect spiritual gifts in this church. Yes or no? Alright, so you'll be taught, you'll be trained, you'll be stirred up. Because a church is not complete without it. You cannot pray without it. You cannot pray without it. The pastor might not pick everything. Please understand that. Because the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Some might be sitting in one corner there and start feeling, I need to pray. I need to pray. I need to pray. And go to the back and pray, pray, pray. And the person just averted an accident that was supposed to happen. And service continued. Jeje. But you yielded to the Holy Ghost. You yielded to the Holy Ghost. We need to move from the milk to the meat. We can always gather in church because, oh, my needs need to be met. Someone must give me something. Someone must prophesy to me. No, you grow. You start there, no problem. But you grow from coming to church just to dance and shake body and to hear. No, you grow. You grow. You grow. You grow. Then you do what was done to you to the next level. And then they do what was done to them to the next set. And everybody continues to grow. So are we in 1 Corinthians? Now, we've read John. So 1 Corinthians 13 and then 11. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Alright. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. And what? I thought as a child. But when I became a man, what did I do? I put away childish things. Three things there are revealed already as childish. When I was a child, what did I do? Spoke as a child. Number two, understood as a child. Number three, thought as a child. And I said, when I became a man, I put away. So what did he put away? The way he spoke, the way he understood, the way he thought. Did you get that now? So that means maturity affects your speech. Maturity affects your reasoning. It affects your thought pattern. It affects your understanding. It affects your communication. You can't communicate the way you did 5 years ago and you're still holding on to that now and say, hey, they say we can, I can talk the way I want to talk whenever I want to talk like that. When I became a man, I put away speech that is childish. When I became a man, I put away understanding that is childish. When I became a man, I put away things that were childish. I put it away. Are you understanding me? Tell yourself, it's time to grow. Say, it's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time, we've got to grow. We've got to grow. We've got to grow. We've got to grow. But a major challenge you would always face in the area of growth is the body. So Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. How do you present your body? You declare, my body is a living sacrifice, but there's a declaration part, there's an action part. You present your body. My body is a living sacrifice is not something you killed and you roasted on fire. It's alive. So it still has a will. Imagine them roasting you and you're still alive. Undo me, fire. So it's alive. It's alive. So that means your life is a living sacrifice. You're alive. You're not dead. So God expects you to be alive, but you're laying down your will like you don't have one. That sometimes is tough. You lay down your will like you don't have one. It's tough. You lay down your desires. You lay down your choice. I like to use Pastor Debo as an example. Wanting to be the youngest vice chancellor, and then he had to lay that down. Do mathematics, do applied mathematics, do habba. You now lay it down. Now I get to say and see where he is today. But what if he still had a ministry but didn't have this prominence? You know, when you embrace the will of God, it's not about the prominence. It's just about the obedience and the fulfillment. Because you ought not to enter ministry seeking prominence. Even when it comes, it's not what you were aiming at. So you don't focus on it because it could have a trap in it. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians 9 from 24. 1 Corinthians 9 from 24. Paul says, do you not know that those that run in a race, everybody runs, but only one person receives the prize. Run in such a way as to what? Obtain the prize. He now says in verse 25, and everybody who competes for the prize is what? Temperate. What's the meaning of temperate? Self-control? Yes or no? All right. Everybody that competes is temperate. NLT. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win that prize that will fade away. We do it for an eternal prize. All athletes, NLT, all athletes are disciplined. So the word training, the word temperate there is discipline, is self-control. All athletes are disciplined. Easy to read, says all who compete in games use strict training. Strict training. So back again to the reading. Right, it says, everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown. Verse 26. Therefore I what? Run, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one that what? I'm not doing shadow boxing. I'm not just punching the air. No. Verse 27, what does it say? I discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I discipline my body. So what do you do to your body? Discipline your body. NIV says, no, I strike a blow to my body. I strike a blow. It's on the screen if you need that. It says, I strike a blow to my body. The Living Living Bible, it's an old one, actually says, I beat my body blue black. So NIV is close to that here. It says, I strike what? a blow to my body. Someone says strike a blow. How easy do you think that is? That means you are fighting your own self. You are, no, I'm not. No! Because if you allow the body, it will run you off grid. The body will take over. It wants to sleep, it wants to have sex, it wants to eat food, doesn't want to fast, doesn't want to pray, doesn't do anything spiritual. I say, let us do, say no. Yes or no? So if you leave the body to itself, that's what it's going to do. So the person that is carnal, who is not growing, is that person that is allowing the body control himself or herself. And Paul here is using the example of an athlete. An athlete wants to win the prize, yes or no? But between you and that prize is discipline. So you find someone saying, anytime I pray, I see people falling under the power. I just see it. You might keep seeing it and never see it happen. If you don't do the things that you need to do. Oh, I just one day see when I'm singing, I just hold the microphone, and as I'm singing, someone just get off the wheelchair. Someone just get off the wheelchair. Someone get off the, oh Lord. Ambulances will be bringing people to the church, and I'm not singing. And before they even get to the venue, they are here. Do you know it's possible? But it just might never happen if this battle is not fought. This one here, that's a battle. Last week we ended by talking about the mind. Was it last Wednesday, right? How that no matter what you pick in the spirit, your mind can trap you down. God could speak to you and your mind would just drain it. Paul had to tell Timothy, God hasn't given you spirit of fear. What Paul said to him also in another translation is God hasn't given you the spirit of timidity. So God might call you to do something, but timidity can knock you out. I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. The people, they know more. And the call of God is allow my Yoruba, oh ho. Alright? It has reached boiling point. It's ruined. You understand? It's ruined. It's bubbling. Alright? So the call of God is but so that's in you, but your mind is knocking it. You're not ready. You're too small. You're too young. You can't have. That's why Paul told Timothy, let no man despise your youth. He knew what Timothy was facing in his mind. He had to speak to him. Let nobody despise your youth. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Be bold about it. Stand up. And he told him how to, and you know, like I said on Sunday, as much as, yes, certain older people might be younger than you spiritually, but Paul told him the older men treat them as fathers. The older women as mothers. Then the younger women as sisters with purity. You have to add that one. Because you know when body touch body, chemical reaction. Am I in the wrong place? You understand that reaction? Yeah, so it's you have now. So he said the older men treat them as fathers, the older women as mothers. So he's teaching him how to behave. When you want to pick bishops, this is what to do. When you want to pick deacons, this is what to do. This instruction. You understand that? It's giving him energy to stand. Because that mind can knock the guy down. With all the call of God upon his life. With the fact that Paul had laid hands on him. That's why Paul told him, stir up. The gift that is within you by the laying on of hands. Paul had to pump energy to the young guy because your mind can shut you up. So we say, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. God doesn't want your understanding to remain unfruitful. Because no matter the information you pick in your spirit, you need your mind to process it. Yes or no? So Acts 10. I need to round up, but just spare me, please, a bit. In Acts 10, Peter sees a vision. Acts 10, yeah? Arise, Peter, kill and eat. Alright? So Peter sees a vision. Acts 9 is Paul getting born again on the way to Damascus. So Acts 10, Cornelius and Peter. So Peter sees a vision. Arise, Peter, kill and eat. So it was about meat and animals and everything. But was God talking about animals? No, God was telling him that I am accepting the Gentiles. So you can't reject them. So if his spirit catches revelation, but the mind does not properly process it, he will think God is talking about meat, not about human beings. So thank God when he was thinking about it. But I said, as Peter thought about the vision, the Holy Ghost spoke to him. He was thinking through, Holy Ghost, what is this thing? Is it meat? And he said, some men have come to meet with you. Follow them, don't ask questions. How do you do with meat? So when God speaks to you, so God could give you a vision and you see yourself pouring water somewhere. The next thing, carry ever bottle. You go to the tap, you run water in it. They say, why? I say, I saw a vision. God said, I pour water. So I'm going to pour The water, no, the water could have signified something. So you picked it, but you're not processing it properly. Let me borrow like 5, please. So we say, okay, you need to beat the body. Beat the body. Beat the body. That body you are beating, it's not that you are not supposed to take care of it. If you kill that body, you are gone. Did you hear me? If you kill it, you're gone. So the body is the least important. It's not that the body is not important. Please clear this. And I said on Sunday, clear. The body is the least important. Doesn't make it not important. It is our tent, our earthly tabernacle. So you've got to stay in it. You have to stay there. So the things you know to do, do. But there also could be extremes now, which you've heard me say before. Don't say, me, I walk by faith. You know, someone might claim, and those are the extremes I want to deal with. Not someone might claim, I'm walking by faith, but a person doesn't feed on God's word. That's not faith. That's not faith. The stronger your spirit is, the better it can sustain your body. But let me add this, please. Let me add this. As strong as your spirit is getting, the body will still need certain things to function. And its own things. There's a principle of source and sustainer. The body came from the ground. So the things that usually sustain the body, they are from the earth. Your spirit came from God. So what sustains your spirit is God. So your body is not just sustained by spiritual things. It has to be sustained by natural. The food it should eat. The rest it should get. The body is sustained by the things here. The spirit is sustained by the things there. They are not together in one place. So you must manage both of them. Anybody getting this? So we thank God that Ijebode wasn't hard hit as per COVID-19. Have we? We don't have too many cases here on paper. Thank God. We're not like Lagos or like some other places. If we were you, would you have been ready for it? Would you? And from that time, they had prophesied a second wave. But Jebu is fine. We're usually fine. Ebola too really didn't get to us, have you? We're just fine. But listen, I've said, and I'll keep saying, if one of our Lagos church leaders sent me a video, and one thing said in the video, he said, Pastor X, you've been saying this. And I've said, COVID is not the biggest thing that is affecting people. This year alone, people have passed on cancer. And I have had people close to me, and I'm using close. You know when someone says I'm saying something loosely? Close is not, of course, older, but, you know, just say it loosely. I'm saying it loosely. And it's not COVID. Have you been to hospitals? People need help. And half of the cases are not for half care. Most of the cases are not COVID. So your relationship with sickness and disease, define it. Don't keep doing bandwagon effect. People wear trousers. Ladies wear trousers here. And say, well, I should be in my church. They don't mind. Not because you understand scripture. All you know is what? They don't mind. Guys wear face cap during service. They say, why? My church. They don't mind. Scripture, you don't know. Guys, where stud? Why? My church. They don't mind. Is there scripture? I'm waiting for their scriptures anyway, so what? No, me, I can explain a lot of things, and I know a number of leaders can. Get my point? So some have handled it in the same way we held. COVID, our church, we know what we stand for. Yes, we know what we stand for. I need to know what you stand for.
If in reality there's a second wave that hits, assuming, do you know what to do really? We need to move from milk, guys, to meat. And that's why I said the five things I said up last Sunday. Don't push your faith on someone. And everybody can just do bandwagon effect. I don't need nose marks. You know, I said something to the workers, you know, when we came for prayer meeting on Sunday. I said, if you listen to how I talk, you would think, I think there are no demons. Who remembers I said so? You think, I said, have you heard me talk about those topics? You know what I know. But I don't give attention to it because Bible also doesn't give too much attention. Not because Bible doesn't clear it to say it exists. But Jesus wouldn't go about every day casting out demons and binding them. My 5 minutes or so. Jesus will move every day and be saying, you know, binding them. Have I seen demonic attacks? Yes, I have. Personally, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Have I been attacked? Yes, yes. Capital letter, underlined, asterisk, yes. But it didn't become my service the next service I had. When Jesus faced a storm, he didn't go and start preaching about how to enter storm and come out. It doesn't become the message. You see the devil on the way, get out. Do you understand that? It doesn't become your message. He's a defeated foe. He will remain a defeated foe. You have to remind him he is defeated. You understand your authority. You go back and read the name of Jesus. You go back and read he is defeated. You have to keep reminding yourself, this guy is defeated. That's how you're going to fight it. Doesn't become a prayer point. If not, every lizard that passes by you, every cockroach that passes by you, every person that shakes your hand in a very funny way, you start suspecting, it's our old Jesus, Father, blood of Jesus. The devil is defeated. And you have been delivered from power of darkness. But you must feed yourself in that light. Are you getting that? You feed yourself. So when it comes to health, the doctor comes on there and says something is happening in your leg. They might amputate it. Do you just say, okay, doctor? But Hebrews 5, they that need meat are those who are by reason of use exercise themselves. So have you been exercising yourself when it had to do with headache and back pain and your nose, you were dripping catarrh 2 days, 5 days, 9 days, 3 weeks? Would you still be saying, glory to God, I believe I'm healed. Glory to God, I believe I'm healed. 2 months, glory to God, I believe I'm healed. Glory to God, would you do that? Would you? Bible says, haven't done all to stand. Stand. Many believers are not learning to stand. Even when you shake and you fall, get back and what? Stand. That's how we're going to win this battle. But you have to exercise yourself, church. We move from the milk to the meat. And it's not just I can quote the verse. It's I am exercising my spiritual authority. Where you have a bill to pay and you go in the name of Jesus, I declare that the bill is paid for. And it is 4 minutes left. And you're saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. All is well. Then the thing closes. And you're standing there and say, thank you, Father, because all things are working together for my good. I believe that I receive. And these things are working. Listen, oh dear Lord, Edjo, extra just a little, please, please. Many believers, unlike Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, our faith will be, we're going to throw into the fire. Hey, my God is alive. I'll never enter that fire. Not knowing that God is waiting for them where? In the fire. So it's easy for everybody to say, oh, hey, the year will end well. Yay, yay, yay. And then it was December 31st, 11:59. And nothing changed. Would you enter 2021 and say, God, nothing happened? Or say, glory to God. I believe, as I have spoken, it has been done unto me. My year ended well. And 3 weeks into the new year, you will now see all the things you're looking for. I say, but why did God wait till then? God never waited till then. The day you asked was the day you got it.
If it takes time to travel, God is not seeing that one. Because a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. But the day you asked was the day you got it. You are the one that was moving by sight. We have to move from milk to meat. It's a journey. That's why we come to church. It's not the music. You know, I can't even see drama. I can see drama. I can see drama. When you get back home, play music. Dance. When you come here, get ready to do what? Learn. It's school. You learn something. You grow from milk. You go back. You apply. You got it. You didn't get it. I remember when Pastor Lan was teaching us how to release faith for finance. My salary was then about maybe 3,000 naira. 2000. I think I was on 3,000 and 2,000. Said, believe God for it. Said, okay, we're all excited. Father, thank you every day. You're going, thank you, Lord. I have 5,000 now. So your faith, your income is already 3,000. Then you release your faith for 5,000. That means your faith is going to bring an extra 2,000. Where's it going to come from? You don't know. Some might give you 500 today, 300 tomorrow. It's getting complete. Then you start writing it down to take note. Some months you don't get it. But you say, thank you, Father, because I got what I asked for. You're not lying. You don't say, you didn't get it. But I say, thank you, Father, because that statement is hanging. It will come to pass. Then a new month comes. Thank you, Father, because I have my 5,000 naira. What are you doing? You are exercising yourself. Because there will come a day when you now need 45,000 naira. You start running around. You know, for people to even borrow you, sometimes you need faith. You can call 10 people. You call 10. 13 of them said, I don't have money. Hope you understand my calculation. You called 10 people. 13 of them said, I don't have. You'll be worse than you started the journey. Anybody been there before? You now have to farah bale and say, let me begin this in the spirit and end in the spirit. Lord, how far? Pastor Elias.
Praise God. I'm sure we've been greatly blessed. Right? No matter what time we take on the word, like Paul was telling the Ephesians church, says that I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. It's only the word that can build us up, that can transform us. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for the word I heard tonight. Thank you, Father, because the word transforms me, changes me for better. Thank you, Father, because I'm strengthened from within. I grow from milk to maturity. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We know that our God is an extravagant God. Our God is an abundant God. He's the El Shaddai. So is somebody ready to give according as you have proposed in your heart? If you need an envelope, just beckon on any of the ushers. And if you want to make a transfer, the account numbers are on the screen. So you can make a transfer to any of the account numbers written on the screen. And like I said, if you need an envelope, just beckon on any of the ushers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we ready to give? Hallelujah. Can you just speak to your offering? The Father, I thank you because as I give, it's giving back to me in cash, in kind. It's giving back to me in multiple of folds, in 30 folds, in 60 folds, in 100 folds, and in multiple of folds. Thank you, Father, because I have the harvest of every seed sown. Thank you, Father, because you don't just give to me, but you give to me plus more. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So you could drop your offerings. We meet here again 9 a.m. on Sunday. I'm sure you'll be expectant. I'm sure your heart will be prepared to receive all that God has for you. Can we rise on our feet as we close service? Just thank God. Father, I thank you because I run with your word. Thank you, Father, because I'm fruitful with your word. Thank you, Lord, because as we go, your word produces tremendous fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great night.